The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Gianni DiGiovanni.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Marvel 1943 gets pushed back, Bungie gets caught out ripping off another artist, and yes, Gianni has, of course, snuck a Fortnite story in as well. Here's the news for Sunday, 18th of May. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
All right, it's happened again. Bungie have been caught directly using an independent artist designs in their game. This time, it's the brand new Marathon. Scottish artist Fern Hook, who posts as anti-real, but written in old school leet speak, check the show transcript for that one, accused the developer of lifting their graphic design and artwork for the upcoming Extraction shooter. And the wild thing is, if you look at Hook's designs, it's very clear that much of the entire aesthetic of Marathon has foundations in their work.
Oof. Hook was right. Bungie admitted it and have promised to make things right, also stating that the artist who did this no longer works with the studio. But if you remember from previous episodes of Walkthrough, it's not even the first time it's happened. Last year, an artist who designed a gun for Destiny found the imagery all over the Nerf gun toy. How does this keep happening, Bungie? And more importantly, what the heck is leet speak?
Oh my God.
And of course, Gianni can't be on the show without talking about Fortnite. Play some different games, mate.
No, I won't. Anyway, this week, the game of the decade introduced a brand new AI companion into a Star Wars themed season, the Dark Lord of the Sith, Darth Vader. Bots that follow you around aren't really anything new, but this one is different. It's a full AI agent, and you can speak to it using your in-game chat. It'll talk back to you. Let's have a listen. Where is Luke?
The one you seek is of no consequence, Domino. There are 25 enemies that remain. Focus on the present.
What is the path to the dark side?
Fear, anger, aggression, Domino. But why do you ask?
Can I become your apprentice?
So you say, Domino. And yet, what qualities do you possess that warrant my attention?
The estate of James Earl Jones confirmed that this is a voice agent based on the performances of the late, great actor. And I got to say, it's a bit janky, especially as it keeps referring to the name of the skin you're using. But I did manage to get it to call me Darth Domino for a while. Anyway, I felt like a 12-year-old again, so that was great.
And isn't that what this is all about? In other news, you know how last week Tim Sweeney was like, yeah, definitely, Fortnite, 100%, back on the iPhone this week. Don't stress. Yeah, it didn't happen. Shocking, I know.
Well, it seems we've been bamboozled, friends, because despite one of the starring voice actors in the upcoming Marvel 1943 claiming that the game would be out this year, we now know that's not happening. You might remember earlier this year, it was widely reported that Black Panther Kerry Payton had leaked a Christmas 2025 release date for Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra. But sadly, developer Skydance Games has confirmed a new window of early 2026.
In a post to X, the studio explained that, as usual, the push is to allow more time to polish the highly anticipated superhero title. And honestly, at this point, I'm starting to wonder why studios even bother setting release dates. I, for one, vote that every developer just goes for the shadow drop method from now on, Beyonce style. Wouldn't that be a treat?
That would be a treat. Can you imagine? Just turn up to your local game shop. What games have you got for me today? Lucky dip. Just reach into the bag. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It's like, oh, a new Elder Scrolls came out today. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Oh, a new Witcher's here. I would love that. Valve is rolling out a new rating system aimed at helping players figure out which games will run smoothly on devices outside of the Steam Deck. It's the Steam OS compatibility label. It'll appear as a blue checkmark. While the green checkmark still means a game is Steam Deck verified, this new blue checkmark will show up on games that play nice with other Steam OS-based handhelds, like the upcoming Lenovo Legion Go S and the Asus ROG Ally. To earn that blue tick, a game needs to launch properly, work with its launcher, and not break under anti-cheat systems.
It's worth noting that this system doesn't rate performance, so a game might technically run, but it won't be any good to play. As someone who's got a Steam Deck, yeah, there are better sources of information, like ProtonDB, that give you a proper picture of which I can only imagine will become more useful in the future across a number of different SteamOS devices. We can expect to see the labels pop up in the coming weeks.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
You lead a construction company cleaning up after natural disasters in Roadcraft. Yes, it's Climate Change the video game, the newest construction sim on the market. Grab it on PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox, Series X and S on Tuesday.
Out on the 21st is the latest contender for my worst game title competition, Fantasy Life I, The Girl Who Steals Time. And I've got to be careful as well, because the last contender for my least favorite was Clair Obscur Expedition 33, and that turned out to be an incredible game. So maybe Fantasy Life I, The Girl Who Steals Time is going to be the next big hit. It's a cozy life sim RPG, picture Animal Crossing, but you can take time away from the crushing realities of capitalism to battle monsters. It's out on all platforms this Tuesday.
Next up, we have Monster Train 2, the follow-up to the roguelike deck builder from 2020. It's on everything on the 21st. Keep an eye on our website. Adam is reviewing that one. That's sifter.com.au.
Blades of Fire is a new IP by Spanish developers Mercury Stream. It's a third-person action-adventure title where you forge your own weapons and tackle challenges your own way. Grab it on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X on the 22nd.
And this is one I definitely think you should check out, because it comes from a pretty incredible team. We're treated to a new take on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series this week. It's called TMNT, Tactical Takedown. It's made by Zalavir Nelson. So we've spoken to Zalavir in the past on Lightmap, and he's one of the most incredible, interesting game developers. So this one is going to be something pretty different. It's isometric. It's got turn-based tactical adventure. It's fantastic art style, throwing back to the early cartoons. It's out exclusively on PC this Thursday.
Early reports are really, really positive on that one from everyone who's managed to get hands-on previews. So yeah, definitely one to keep an eye out for.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Domino. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh my gosh. If you love our podcast, why not become a monthly backer on Ko-Fi? Your support lets us keep making our shows, and it's easy to do. Head to sifter.com.au/support, where support starts from just $1 a month. That link again is sifter.com.au/support, or check the show notes.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, Kat Jard, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, Chris Button, and Fiona Bartholomaeus. Mitch Lowe is senior producer. I'm Gianni DiGiovanni, Sifter's executive producer, who edited the video and the script and hosted the show and became a Sith apprentice and, just a pretty funny guy.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast. And thank you to Gianni for stepping in while Fiona's away.
And I didn't even put anything funny in the script for you this time.
Well, it's just not in your nature to be funny.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then. Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast. Jeff Van Dyke, the composer of Tempopo, joins us on the podcast again to share why buying every bit of new equipment, every musical instrument, is totally worth it.
Sometimes you need to find things that inspire you. Nord Stage 3 is my keyboard here. And, and I love it. But it's all, it's always there. And I tend to write the way I write when I'm there. And if I'm running out of ideas, quite simply by just jumping over to this other machine, it's a different vibe, and a different idea comes in. There's knobs all over these things, and you're like, "Whoa, what does that do?" And it's like, "Oh, that's interesting," and that sparks the idea.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, on our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you like to listen.